This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. While relatives grieve, India's Railways Minister says a signaling system error led to a crash that killed more than 300 people. Distraught relatives and friends gathered at an identification center in Balasore to check through piles of photos to find out if their missing loved ones were among the dead of Friday's train accident. Meanwhile, Transport Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw tells the New Delhi television network the train derailment that killed hundreds and injured many more was caused by an error in the electronic signaling system that led a train to wrongly change tracks. U.S. President Joe Biden signed the Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 into law Saturday afternoon, avoiding a historic default on government debt. The bipartisan act suspends the public debt limit through January 1, 2025, and increases the limit to the actual debt level on January 2, 2025. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned the country could run out of money to pay bills on time if Congress failed to address the debt ceiling by June 5. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has vowed again to push for a second launch of a spy satellite. Kim Yo-jong's statement Sunday also included criticism of a recent UN Security Council meeting convened over North Korea's first failed launch last week. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The North satellite launch violated UN Security Council resolutions that banned the country from committing any launch using ballistic technology. Kim Yo-jong accuses the UN Council of being discriminatory and ignorant because it only takes issue with the North satellite launches, while thousands of satellites launched by other countries are already operating in space. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com.